Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Tshuvas of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Shvili Nishmas, Maris Esther, Bas Shmuel, Suschaya Chavit Fege, Bas Michal Yehudis Basya, Simon Pei Hei, Bechvoid Rav of Bezdin Nero Yo, Bekila Kadosha Margolin, Advar Hashe, Du Auvda Beisek Bish Ira Bekila, So Koshim Oit Stode Hedro, Shirushan Satrak, Vechrech Godol, חתרתי הרבה בכל חדעתך ובקשר נעמוד על כל פרט ופרט. So there is a ma'isa brought, which he doesn't say in the shaila, you can see in the tshuva. What had happened, there was a single girl who was impregnated in a city that was primarily comprised of Gentiles. And she said, the single girl, that the father of this fetus is a Kohen. Originally, the Kohen denied it. This has never happened before in history that someone who did something wrong denied the wrongdoing. In any event, that was a joke. The Kohen denied it. He said he had no relationship with her. And then afterwards, he admitted it, that he is the father. And now Itaka wants to marry her. So, the question is, she become a zona, who's forbidden to a Kohen. So on one hand, maybe she only had beer with him. On the other hand, once she's that type, who's not careful, a single girl to have relations, maybe she had relations with a non-Jew, it's mostly Kohen. And then that'll pass her to Kohuna. And even if they're Naaman Mahatira the Kohuna, are they Naaman Lekabe that Kohen himself? Because he's the one testifying. And also, can the Kohen change his story? Originally, he denied it. So, he starts with the first question, if we have to be choshesh, that she was niv'eles to a man who would contaminate her, the kahuna, who would make her a zona, i.e. a non-Jew. The mokar is in a sugi and ksubis, and daf yud gimel amud aleph, in the Mishnah it says, Ra'ua midaberes im echod. And the Gemara as in the discussion, what does it mean, Ra'ua midaberes? One opinion is Nistara, the other opinion is Nivala, that she have beard, that she seclude herself. And they said to him, who is this guy? And she says, he's a Kohen. So and so the Kohen, and he's a Ish Kasher. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar says she's Ne'emenes, V'ksheiri L'kuhuna, V'lo mesapkinan la de Nivala l'pasul. We don't assume she was Niveles. The Pasla of Yeshua says, "Lo mi pianu chayim." We don't listen to her. She's becheskas buula lunasim lamamzer shem psulim, and this bia makes her aser lekahuna. The Gemara says, "Dafidalad amar aleph amar leish shmuel of Yehuda alacha kerab gamliel," and the alacha is like Rabbi Gamliel that she's taka believed, and vatlo esaved uvda. Don't do anything lechiladik roiv ksherin etzla lechatchila. Don't be mad to her until it is mostly kash ksherim in her surroundings. Das harambam. 18th parak of Surah B'Alachi Yad Gimel, that this roiv ksherim that we require lefatchila means two roivs, based on what we said there in the Mishnah. Daf Yudalit, Ma'aseh b'tinoikes amar Rabbi Yosi, Ma'aseh b'tinoikes shared l'mal esmaim and amaim b'nansa. A girl went to fill water from the spring. She was raped. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, im roiv ir meisin l'kuna reizi tenes l'kuna. If roiv ir marries off to the kahuna, so she can marry a kohen. The Gemara there says, "Da'amal keman ikra megamliel for the rov psul and non-maksher." Why do you have to have a rov ear in order to be kosher, in order to be matir? If it's like megamliel, so even if it's rov psul, we believe her to say that he's kosher. And if it's Rabbi Yoshua, even rov ksherim, she's also pasul. So what do you need the rov for? It's up to her word. Depends on her word. So Rabbi Yudam Rav says, "Bekroina shel tzipora hayamaisu ked Rabbi Ami." The Rabbi Ami vishay sisir shavneil ksherim averes l'shem. In other words, there are two roivs. There is roiv sia, there was a group passing through, which is mostly kosher. And in addition, there was roiv ha'ir, most of the city was kosher. And Rav says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, and therefore we require two roivs, roiv ha'ir and roiv sia, most people passing through. And also, most people in the city themselves are kosher. And the Gemara explains that even though normally we don't require two roves, normally to be machmir, normally to be machshir of Vlad, they didn't require two roves. Here it's different. The Maila Asu B'yotzin, in order to be Machshir, a woman, the Kahuna, they were Machmir to require two roves, because here you have a takana just to make sure. It's not that she can ever be kosher. She can be kosher just to make sure she has two roves. The Rosh and other Rishonim explain that we require two roves is because we're talking about a child who doesn't know how to taina anything. And there, Gamliel is moide that we require two roves. So it's not talking about where she said that he's kosher because she doesn't know how to taina. We taina for her that he was kosher. And in such a case, Rabbi Gamliel is moide that we require two roves. Masha Enkem, the woman herself is toying the kosher nevalti. Rabbi Gamliel ne'menes, according to Rabbi Gamliel, she's believed. And we say earlier that don't do anything lechatchila until there's a roiv. You need a roiv ksher. In other words, according to the Rush, Rishi Tainas, Bari, the kasher nivala, you don't need two roivs. One roiv is enough, even lechatchila. So if she's not tainering, you need two roivs. But if she's making the tainer herself, she's tainer bari, then one roiv is going to suffice. However, Shittas HaRambam, in the 18th parak of the Surah Bi Alachid Gimel Yudalit, is that this din that we require two ropes to matil chil is even where the woman is toyenis bari de lakashin about it. Rambam argues, Rambam says that you need two roves to be matil lechatchil even when the woman says a taina of bari shelakasher nivalti. Even there you need two roves. Maila asa biyufsin, you need two roves even betainis. The kosher nifalti azoyot gepaskint the Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer in Simin Vav Sif Yud Zayin Ki Arambam Vein Ot Sham Be Sif Yud Ches Vein Be'er Heitev. However, in the Beis Shmuel in Eben Ezer and Simon Dalet Siv Kod Mem, he writes that we need Shrei Rube is Dafka in a case where she says Ish Kosher Nivalti, but Ein Raya Lidvoreha. There is no proof to what she says, but when we know that she was Nivelis Lekosher, like for example, there are Edim that she was Nivelis Lekosher, or like in our case, that the man in question admits to his deed and comes to her aid, supporting her words, there, even the Rambam would say that one rov is enough. So even according to the Rambam, that even when we know that she was nivelis l'ish kasher, we are concerned that from the fact that she made herself hefker to this man, to this kosher man, so she also made herself hefker to another man, and maybe this other man was a pusle and would disqualify her, because the Edim, or the Hoidas HaBoyel, is only effective with regard to the Yediyah that she was Nivelis Lekosher. But it's not a raya that she wasn't neveles the pasul acher. Nevertheless, writes the Beis Shmuel that because of the chshash mida afkara, where it's not a davar boru shenivela la'acher, for that you don't need two roves. It's enough to have one rove. So when do you need two roves? When there's no raya for what she's saying, but where there's a raya for what she's saying, one roiv is enough. The chashash mida afkara, that she's mafkir herself to this guy, she's mafkir herself to other people, so for that, only one roiv is necessary and not two. Sagi b'chad roiv. V'hainu dafka al bia vadois. And that's dafka for a definite bia, she'ein raya lidvareha shenivala lekosher. There's no raya that she had bia with a kosher person. For example, there's no aid, there are no edim, and there's no kosher that's modin. There, in that case, al bia vadois she'ein raya lidvareha shenivala lekosher. There you need two roivs. Ma she'ein kein, where with regard to the bia vadois, there is a raya lidvareha shel kosher nivala v'rak, or just there is a raya kosher nivala. Just there's a chshash that if she was mafkir herself to this dude, she was mafkir herself to another dude also who's pasul. So there, one roiv is enough. So that's the position of the Beis Shmuel. We see in the Rambam that this chshash of mida'afkira in two places the Rambam writes about it. One, Yisurei Bia 15:14, Bepnuya, a single girl that Nisabra, she became pregnant. And what does she say? She says that Leploni Mamzer Nivalti. She says, you know who her father is? Pliny the Mamzer. Even if Pliny the Mamzer is Maida, that he impregnated her, this Vlad is a Sofik Mamzer, and not a Mamzer Vadai, because we say that from the fact that we see Shehi Efkira Atzma Lahai, that she was Mafki herself to this guy, so maybe she was Mafki herself also to another guy. Just like she was mitzana with a mamzer, she was mitzana with another gentleman as well. I don't know how gentle he is, but another guy as well, and the other guy is not a mamzer. So therefore, the child is only a sofik mamzer, and not a vaday mamzer. That's the first case we see the Rambam talking about the chshash of mida afkira. The second case is the third perek of Yibum v'chalitza in the fourth halacha. There the Rambam writes that a man who doesn't have children from his wife, but the man says that he has a son somewhere else that was born from another woman. He went on a business trip to Las Vegas, and in Las Vegas he met at the casino. He met another lady, went to the room, did what they did, and she had a child from him. He doesn't have a child from his whole nice home and wife in New York, but he has one from the other one in Chas v'shalom rachman etzlan lo aleinu. And the other woman is moida, that she was mezane with this man, and that a child was born from this union. And then this man decides, you know what? I'm going to die. So he dies. So his wife is a sofek shoymeres yovam. His wife is a doubtful one who is obligated in yibum. Because Chayshinan she'ein ze b'noi, we are choshesh that this is not his son. Because even though they're both moidan niznus, we are choshesh that just like she went with this guy, she went with another guy too. And even though the gabe Yerusha, the father, is naman migzeras hakosav of Yakir, that he can recognize that this is his son, the gabe yibum, thus is dacha sofek. And therefore, she does chalitza with his brother, his wife does chalitza with the brother-in-law, and does not do yibum ad kan divrei harambam shon v'hainu, sheharambam meforish, that it says in Bava Basra, kufla medalet, ne'aman loymar zebni, liftores ishtoi min hayibum, zeudafka be'amar zebni derech nisuin. Aval be'amar zebni miznus from nisuin, he's believed. But when he said zebni to pater his wife from yibum, when is he believed? When it's his wife. When is he believed to pater his wife from yibum? When it's his, when he says zebni from his wife. Derech nisuin. But when he says this is my son from znus, or chayshesh, this woman is a loose woman. So just like she allowed herself, gave herself over to this man. She gave herself over to other men as well. So who says he's the father? Al Kolponim, we see from the Shittas HaRambam that he believes that Rechoshesh mid'afkira. That just like she was mafkir herself to this guy, she was also mafkir herself to another guy. And on that, the Beis Shmuel was mechadesh. That even l'shitas HaRambam, that Rechoshesh mid'afkira, you don't need for this two roivs. All you need is one roiv. You only need two roivs, according to the Rambam, when it is known again, this Rambam is Esurei Bia 18, Halachas 13 and 14, that this din that we require two roivs to be matir lechatchila is even when the woman is toyen is buried lekasher nevaalti maila asu biyuchsin. Okay, so even according to this Rambam, shechoyshishin mideafkara lo tzarich mishum ze tshrei rube elachad roiv. If you only need, if she was if the concern is that just like she was mizana with this man, she was mizana with the other men as well, so for that you don't need two roves. All you need is one rove. You only need two roves according to the Rambam when it is known that she had bia and we don't know with whom she had bia. But where it is known to us that she was nivelis lekasher, and the only suffix is that just like she was mafki herself to this man, she was mafki herself to another man, there it is enough to have one roiv. So when do you need two roves? When we don't know who she was nevelis to. But if we know she was nevelis to, for example, she has proof or the guy admits it, and we're just choshesh that she went with another guy also, so there one roiv is enough to be machshir, the Vlad. However, even according to the sheet of the Beis Shmuel, we cannot be machshir in our case, this woman, to a Kohen, because in our case, there wasn't even one roiv. All there was an ear, sheruboy, akum. So we don't even have one roiv. So on that, writes Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Mo'oreinenu, Rash Kibahag, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Sheze yamim rabim shedon al Beis Shmuel. So for a long time already, he's had thoughts about the Beis Shmuel, that we can say Lidina, Sheheicha shekosher moide lidvoreha, that where a kosher Jew is moded to what she is saying, that he is the father, they are believed, and you don't even need one roiv of ksherim for another reason, because that we say that the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, that a woman is believed to say b'tainas bari l'kosher nivala b'lechatchila at loisaved uvda adi g'roiv ksherim b'lechatchila, do not pask in this way until they're roiv ksherim haynu shelechatchila b'li roiv ksherim tzorich lahachmil k'Rabbi Yehoshua. L'chatchila, if there's no rov ksherim, you have to be machmir like Rabbi Yehoshua, who argues with Rabban Gamliel, and he holds shelo mipiha anu chayim. However, where there is a sveik sveika, we see later on in the sugya that even Rabbi Yehoshua is mode that she is permitted. Because it says in Ksubis and Daf Yudalid Amud Aleph, Heid Rabbi Yehoshua Rabbi Yehuda ben Besere al Almonas Isa Shehikshera Lekuhune, the Havetre Sfegi. Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Besere testified about an Almanas Isa that she is kosher to be with a Kohen, because we have a double suffix involved. What is an Almanas Isa? Yesh Mishpacha Achas. Sheba Haisa Eshes Ish. You had a married woman, and this married woman's husband threw her a get. Safek Karoiv Loi. Safek Karoiv La. We don't know who it was closer to. And afterwards, the husband was gestorben. He died. And now she's a Safek Grusha, Safek Almana. And she went within 3 months and she marries a Kohen. And a child is born from this union. Safek, if he belongs to the first husband, Safek to the second husband. This child has a Sveik Sveika if he's a Cholo. Safek that maybe he belongs to the first husband and he's a Ben Yisrael Kosher. Vim Temsiloimar, it is the 7th month of the second husband. Shema loy nizgarsha imoy. Maybe his mother never got divorced, and therefore she's ksheira lekohuna. She's an almana. It's not a ben grusha lekohen veino cholo. Now this is sveik if he's a cholo. And this child goes, marries a woman, and he dies. So his almana is besveik sveika if she's ksheira achshav lekohuna. If her husband was a cholo, she's psul lekohuna. B'yes cholo makes her a cholola. And because of all these sveikas, this family is called Isa. So there are other perushim as to what an almanas Isa is, but lekola perushim, it's an inyan of a sveik sveike. And on that, Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera were made that almanas Isa ksheira lekehuna. V'hainu, shebesveik sveike, even Rabbi Yehoshua is matir le kihuna v'imke benidon didan shepnuya shenit abra v'amra shemiploni kasher nit abra. In our case, that you have a single girl who is pregnant, and she said that it's from Ploni, and Ploni is mode. He admits it. He says, "Yeah, I'm the guy." Even according to the Rambam, that Rechoshish, that just like she was mafki herself to this guy, she's also mafki herself to another guy. Nevertheless, that's not a vadai. That's a suffix. Rabbi Kiveger holds that this chashav dafka is a suffix. And therefore we have a sveik sveika. Suffix if she was mafki herself to another guy. And even if she was mafki herself to another guy, maybe the other guy was kosher. So we could be mati her lekahuna. Because according to Rabban Gamliel in Ksubas Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, a woman is believed to say lekosher nifalti because she has a cheskas kashrus. A woman is believed to say lekosher nifalti because she is a cheskas kashrus. And even according to Rabbi Yehoshua, who argues, we see that when it comes to a sveik sveika, Rabbi Yehoshua admits that she's ksheira lehinasei lekehuna. And according to this, you don't even need one roiv of ksheirim, unlike what the Beis Shmuel says. So Kayadua, Rabbeinu writes very bekitzer, and that's why we have an incredible sefer called Achiza Be'ekev on the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, who opens up Rabbi Kiva Eger to the wide world with his incredible Bi'urim in Ha'aros. So now we'll read just the few words that Rabbi Kiva Eger uses in order to express what just took us over 20 minutes to say. If you know for sure that the kasher had bia with her, like for example, he admitted it, just according to the Rambam or Choshesh, that just like she was mafkir herself, she was mafkir herself to someone else. B'zeh kasev a Beis Shmuel. On this, the Beis Shmuel writes, Simen Dalet, Siv Katan Mem, that it's enough to have one roiv of ksheirim. So nishmim b'zeh demekom kom b'yichad roiv ksheirim. So from this, we hear at least we need one roiv. Ulam zeh yomim rabim danti ala Beis Shmuel. But I've been thinking about this Beis Shmuel for a long time. The Yesh loimar, the gamba loy roiv ksheirim mutil dehala, even without roiv ksheirim, it's mutil why. The Rabbi Yeshua, olim lay sveik sveik ab almanas isa. Rabbi Yeshua hold, when it comes to almanas isa, the sveik is very strong. We could be samech on the sveik, vachinani. Here it's a sveik, abi sveik. Safek loy afkara, the safek lukashim. Maybe she wasn't mafki herself. And even if she was mafki herself, maybe she was mafki herself to a kashim, came in manashach muteris. Either way you look at it, either way you spin it, she's permitted. In our case, why? Rabbi Gamliel, midin bari v'cheskes kashrus. Rabbi Gamliel, because she's a din bari, she says he's the guy, and she also has a cheskes kashrus. Well, Rabbi Yoshua, midin sveik sveike. And according to Rabbi Yoshua, she has a sveik sveike on her side. We just explained the sveik sveike. Safik lo yafkara, maybe she wasn't mafkir yourself, maybe she's a kasher. And according to Rabbi Yoshua, we believe her. Okay, so that is the first stage of our journey. And Emir Tashem, hopefully we will move forward in this tshuva and see more neflos mitara Tashem. But this was SA, super awesome. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. B'li neder, we shall continue.